As California battles an electricity crisis, the tenuous power supply is frustrating entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley. It's ironic that companies in the high-tech capital don't have a reliable source of energy. However, the power crisis is only one of several problems, making the area an increasingly difficult place to build a business. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
At ONI Systems headquarters in San Jose, scores of equipment racks fill a large glass-walled room where the fiber optic networking company tests its products before sending them to customers. CEO Hugh Martin.
We have what can be 2 to 3 weeks of system testing here, and these are installations that can go anywhere from $2 to $10 million each. And so a couple of those get delayed and it could be a big issue.
To make sure the power stays on, ONI Systems has outside its facility here a massive diesel generator the size of 2 semi-truck engines ready to fire up at any time. As you might imagine, worrying about blackouts that would leave this state-of-the-art facility at the mercy of a single diesel generator is not something CEO Hugh Martin is too happy about.
It's very frustrating, and it's surreal is one word. I actually, what I personally can't understand is that we didn't have the foresight to see that this was an issue and to solve it.
But Martin says for him, a bigger issue than the power crisis is whether he can attract talented people to Silicon Valley. He's looking to hire some 500 people over the next year to double the size of his company. And lately, he says word is spreading that the Valley is a pretty tough place to live. All the growth in recent years has left the highways snarled with traffic, even on weekends. And of course, real estate here has become the most expensive in the country. He says these are his employees' biggest concerns.
The quality of life issues, absolutely. The commute I hear about a lot, as well as cost of living.
Like many high-tech firms, ONI hires technology workers from abroad. The company has so many Canadian programmers now, it started its own ice hockey team.
The significant others, many of them are Canadian citizens, and so they can't work here. They're sitting home, typically in an apartment because they can't afford to own something here. Their husbands or the wife, where the spouse is a man at home, you know, is working really hard. So the first challenge is to recruit people and get them to come here. The second challenge is to get them to stay.
Martin says the recent electricity crisis has become just yet another headache on top of all this, and it's because of all these factors together that he's changing his plans for future expansion. Martin says he had planned to secure more space around his Silicon Valley campus, but instead, he's now looking to expand in North Carolina, Canada, or New England.
Based on the events of the last month, we've decided that this is really effectively the straw in the camel's back. And we're now saying, gee, you know, maybe what we ought to be doing is thinking, I think, very creatively about ways that we could expand outside of this geographic area. And I think, you know, in some ways, the cat's out of the bag and we're off and moving, looking at other things.
Until recently, most CEOs in Silicon Valley were not paying much attention to the state's electricity deregulation process. The Valley has for a long time largely ignored politics and the government. That's been changing lately, with high-tech executives giving record amounts of money in the last presidential election. Grant Heidrich, a venture capitalist with the Mayfield Fund, says the electricity crisis should be a further wake-up call to executives here.
Guess what? Government economic policy issues do come back and can have a direct impact on your company environment, your work life, your personal life, and you bloody well better start paying attention to it because here, lo and behold, some really wrong decisions were made.
Still, Heidrich and other experts are skeptical that the power crisis and various other problems facing Silicon Valley businesses will curb growth here. Stephen Levy is the director of the Center for Continuing Study of the California Economy. He says the wealth of venture capital and the concentration of experienced technologists is just too big an advantage for many companies to pass up. And in part because of that, he says unless a range of infrastructure issues are aggressively dealt with, people's daily lives in the Valley could continue to get more difficult.
The real tragedy won't be in the loss of businesses way down the road.
the real tragedy will be how bad the lives of the people who are living here will be by the time there's any appreciable impact on business expansion or business location. And the first victims would be the existing residents who can't afford housing, can't drive to work, can't get to the airport.
So while the country has its eyes on how California sorts out its power crisis, Levy says that will ultimately be much easier to solve than the worsening transportation and housing problems, which are much bigger issues in most people's everyday lives here. Chris Arnold, NPR News, San Jose.